And next week, concerns over privacy and the NSA's eavesdropping program will be addressed. The Senate Judiciary Committee will hold public hearings on that program. It was set up shortly after the 9/11 attacks and, according to the White House, only calls to suspected terrorists outside the U.S. were monitored. The NSA program's existence was revealed last December by the New York Times. The day that report came out, White House spokesman Scott McClellan refused to answer detailed questions about it.
Now, in terms of talking about the National Security Agency or matters like that, that would be getting into talking about ongoing intelligence activities. And they're classified for a reason, because they go to the issue of sources and methods and protecting the American people. And because they're classified, I'm not able to get into discussing those issues from this podium.
In an attempt to force the administration to provide more answers, Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, called for hearings. Under pressure from Democrats and some fellow Republicans, the White House's non-denial denial did not last long. The day after the Times report, President Bush delivered an unusual live Saturday morning radio address.
In the weeks following the terrorist attacks on our nation, I authorized the National Security Agency, consistent with U.S. law and the Constitution, to intercept the international communications of people with known links to Al-Qaeda and related terrorist organizations.
The president said the NSA program was reviewed about every 45 days and had been reauthorized more than 30 times. He also said that congressional leaders had been briefed on the program, but at least two Democrats said they expressed reservations about the surveillance after attending a briefing. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, a member of the Judiciary Committee, delivered a prepared response for the Democrats.
The president does not get to pick and choose which laws he wants to follow. He is a president, not a king. On behalf of all Americans who believe in our constitutional system of government, I call on this administration to stop this program immediately and to fully cooperate with congressional inquiries and investigations. We have had enough of an administration that puts itself above the law and the Constitution.